This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Gujarat and Maharashtra today. In Vadodara, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stones, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various development projects worth more than 35,000 crore rupees. In Maharashtra, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and address the Global FinTech Fest GFF 2026 in Mumbai this evening. The theme of GFF 2026, one of the world's largest and most influential annual FinTech conferences, is Potential to Impact, Agentic AI Tokenization, Quantum Trusted Connected Global Systems for Inclusive Finance. The GFF 2026 seeks to build on India's leadership in digital payments and financial inclusion and move from potential to impact. Luxembourg Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has backed India's bid for a permanent seat in the United Nations Security Council, or UNSC, saying the body must be reformed to reflect the realities of the present global order. In an interview with a news agency, Mr. Bettel said India's size and global importance makes its inclusion in an expanded Security Council necessary. He said that UNSC could be expanded to include major countries that currently do not have a permanent role, citing India and Brazil.
A reform of the Security Council where we would be able with a two-third majority to overrule veto, and then we can open the Security Council. If we say now we need to have 10 members because for me India belongs, it's for sure, look, the size of the country, the importance of your country, is it, why is India still not in? So or we take away the Security Council, which will be impossible because they won't agree, or we make it a bit bigger.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will be on a three-day official visit to Sri Lanka starting today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh highlighted that besides the long-standing partnership as well as deep historical and civilizational ties, Sri Lanka is one of India's most important partners under the Neighbourhood First and Mahasagar initiatives. He added that he is looking forward to a productive engagement with the leadership of Sri Lanka. The Defence Minister will also interact with the vibrant Indian diaspora in Sri Lanka during the visit. Iran has highlighted India's role as a vital diplomatic hub ahead of Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian's visit to New Delhi for the upcoming BRICS summit, scheduled to be held in New Delhi on the September 12th and 13th, expressing optimism that the grouping will provide a strong platform to deepen bilateral trade and strategic cooperation. During a press briefing, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai emphasized the importance Tehran attaches to its long-standing ties with New Delhi. Delhi police has arrested three members of the family that owned the collapsed building in Satyaniketan area of the national capital. According to police, the electricity connection of the collapsed building was in the owner's name while his son was handling its management. Since the property was registered in the name of the owner's wife, she too was arrested along with her son. They were later produced before the Patiala House Court, which sent them to a 14-day judicial custody. Their son was remanded to a two-day police custody. The family reportedly lived in Gurugram, where they owned a hardware shop. The decades-old building, which housed a boys' hostel, collapsed during a repair work on Sunday, killing seven people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to renowned singer and former member of the Assam Legislative Assembly, Bharat Ratna, Dr. Bhupen Hazarika, on his 100th birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Dr. Hazarika's voice carried the soul of Assam and the spirit of the Northeast to the entire nation. He noted that the legendary singer's songs brought people closer, and through his music, Dr. Hazarika beautifully gave expression to the thoughts and aspirations of countless people. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also paid tributes to the renowned singer and former member of the Assam Legislative Assembly. Indian para-archers will be in the spotlight as they look to make the most of the home advantage at the World Archery Para Series in Ahmedabad, with India set to feature in four gold medal finals today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.